This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Democrats set to pass COVID relief.
I'm so excited, I just can't hide it.
With no GOP support.
It's focused on pushing more of the far-left agenda.
Arkansas abortion law.
Part of the attack on Roe v. Wade.
Pandemic comeback for sports and entertainment.
It's not opening the floodgates. It's more of a trickle.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Congress is poised to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package today. It's packed with stimulus checks and a larger child tax credit, and it will be sent through with no support from Republicans. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Single mom Sarah Mealy says it's a check that will provide much-needed relief.
Things are tight right now. It's been very difficult.
Sarah and others making under $75,000 a year will receive $1,400. Couples who make under $150,000 will get $2,800. It phases out for people who make slightly more.
It's going to help me pay down my credit card debt, car insurance, my renter's insurance, afford rent, too.
The bill also extends unemployment benefits at $300 a week, provides aid to reopen schools, increase vaccine distribution, and support state and local government. And it includes a tax credit for parents of up to $3,600 per child.
Every $20 makes a big difference.
Nationwide, COVID case levels are dropping. In Texas, they're rising, and there's concern in Houston about the aggressive spread of a variant. Despite all that, today is the day the state's mask mandate has been lifted.
I never wear it unless I'm at work and I'm being forced to.
Some businesses in the state will enforce mask wearing. Kevin Sutton has a sign up at his furniture store in Plano.
I'd like to see 75% immunized before we really start thinking about taking away the mask.
In Los Angeles, there's a deal to reopen the country's second largest school system, but it comes amid legal action against the district and the teachers' union. CBS's Carter Evans is in L.A.
For students like 11-year-old Makai Allen, it'll be another 6 weeks before he could be back in the classroom.
This school year was a major problem.
He's one of more than 650,000 L.A. public school students who've been trying to learn online for nearly a year now.
He's not getting what he deserves.
Makai's mother, Kishara Shaw, says he sometimes has less than 2 hours of teacher instruction a day.
It feels like no one cares. His effort has become the minimum.
For nearly a month, the teachers' union had been fighting for stricter measures.
Health standard in schools, lower COVID in the community, and vaccinations for school staff.
The district has spent more than $1 billion, part of that on upgrading campus air filtration systems, stocking schools with protective equipment, and testing staff and students.
In Pasadena, a COVID vaccination clinic for seniors and essential workers shut down after hundreds of people not eligible for the shots grabbed appointments. Many were members of the media and TV production companies. Alaska's become the first state to do away with vaccine eligibility requirements. Governor Mike Dunleavy, who's had the virus himself, says the move is a game changer for the state's economy.
We are going to open up the vaccination program to all Alaskans, 16 and older.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has signed an order extending National Guard protection at the U.S. Capitol for about 2 more months. CBS's David Martin.
The Pentagon said that they will try to reduce that number of 2,300 over time, if conditions allow.
Authorities have released security cam video of the hooded person suspected of planting pipe bombs at Democratic and Republican headquarters in Washington the day before the Capitol attack.
Investigators are hoping that all this new video leads to tips, and they're offering a $100,000 reward for information.
That's CBS's Jeff Pagaz. 3 jurors were seated in the first day of selection for the trial of a former police officer in the death of George Floyd. One said he had not seen any video of Floyd's arrest at all. The Arkansas governor has signed a bill into law that bans nearly all abortions in that state. It's due to take effect later on this year. Legal scholar Lori Levinson says opponents are mounting a legal challenge.
The new Arkansas law is part of the attack on Roe v. Wade. It's a very sweeping measure that would not allow abortions even when there are acts of rape or incest.
A 6th woman has come forward to level misconduct allegations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He told reporters he wasn't aware of the claim.
I never touched anyone inappropriately. No one ever told me at the time that I made them feel uncomfortable.
Well, the college basketball season's heating up, heading toward the March Madness tournament. A year ago, it was canceled, a sure sign the pandemic was serious business. Todd Munson's happy Big Time Sports is back in full swing again, and some seats are being filled. The Dodgers fan is in Arizona for a little baseball.
Everybody at the spring training game was hopeful. Just you could almost see a light at the end of the tunnel.
In New York City, Broadway theaters can start reopening next month. Small performances and limited audiences for now. And Tony-winning performer Renee Elise Goldsberry is fine with that.
We will limp back in, kind of battered and bruised, but we are determined to come back.
In California, Disneyland will reopen late next month.
We've been waiting for so long, like a year feels like forever, so we're excited.
That's pretty risky, you know, like COVID's still around.
I really think it's time. I think enough people are starting to get vaccinated. I think California needs it. Like, look at how dead it is out here.
There will be no indoor dining at Disneyland, and there will be limits on indoor rides. Orlando parks are now open with attendance limits. Well, that was a simple question in a one-on-one interview.
Why do you want to be president? Well, I'm...
Roger Mudd was the man who asked it, and Ted Kennedy seemed to have trouble with it in 1979, and his presidential run failed a year later. Mudd, the CBS, NBC, and PBS journalist, died yesterday. He was in the anchor chair for the 1963 March on Washington.
The Reverend Martin Luther King of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference arrived here on the plaza.
He subbed for Walter Cronkite and later was co-anchor of the NBC Nightly News. Roger Mudd was 93. Buckingham Palace says the allegations of racism made by Harry and Meghan are concerning and will be addressed privately by the royal family. Some old comments are getting new traction in light of this week's explosive events.
John Oliver's gone viral for his words of wisdom to Meghan Markle months before her marriage to Prince Harry.
I hope she likes it. It's going to be weird for her. I would not marry into the royal family.
The Last Week Tonight host offered his take to The Late Show Stephen Colbert in 2018.
They're an emotionally stunted group of fundamentally flawed people doing a very silly pseudo job.
Thousands have shared the comments after the couple's interview with Oprah. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In a new tweet, Piers Morgan says he still doesn't believe what Meghan said in that interview. His critical comments led him to walk off the set and quit the morning TV show he hosts in Britain. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.